Act 10, Rolls-Royce.
It may seem odd to see such a famous name in a small town like Barnoswick, but the reason it's here is because of enemy action during the Second World War. Before Rolls-Royce took over the site in 1943, it was one of Barnoswick's largest cotton mills, with what was reputed to be one of the largest weaving sheds in the north of England. That weaving shed still stands and can be seen from Skipton Road. So what happened here during the Second World War? Our story begins in the Midlands, where Sir Frank Whittle was testing and developing a new type of aero engine, the jet engine. There was a real risk of the project being destroyed by enemy action, so it was, in great secrecy, moved north. Its first home in the north was not in Barnoswick, but in nearby Clitheroe in the Ribble Valley. There, amidst great secrecy, a testbed was built right in the middle of the town. Once the engine worked, bigger premises were needed, and the Bankfield shed in Barnoswick was chosen for its development and construction. The first engine designed and built on the site was the B-23, later named the Welland, and delivered to Power, the Meteor, in July 1944. This was the first RAF jet fighter, and the only Allied jet to see operational service in World War II. The early engines, especially when under test, were extremely noisy, as Dennis Cairns well remembers.
The RB211 jet engine, yes, is probably the most famous jet, yes, engine ever made. What's its association with Barlick?
Well, you say it's the most famous ever made. It was the most well-known, most publicised, I would say. And, of course, it is accepted, certainly by people in Barnoldswick and further afield, that the RB simply stands for Rolls Barnoldswick. I suppose the 211 was a kind of number they gave for their own records according to the way they developed these engines. But wherever you go, if you mention RB211, and if it's mentioned to me, I say, oh yes, that was made in Barnoldswick.
As a complete engine?
As a complete engine, not as today when they just make a certain part of the engine.
The stream and steam trail ends at the notice board number 11 on your map, little further on from where the path leads out of the park onto Greenbefield Lane. Please refer to your map for further information on alternative return routes and other trails. We hope you've enjoyed your visit exploring Barnoswick's stream and steam. Thank you for listening.